here's a story from The World.
It's International Women's Day. This year's theme, Choose to Challenge. The challenges are big: inequality, violence, and exclusion. We begin, though, with some recognition, because throughout the pandemic, women have played a groundbreaking role in the research and response. Women like Professor Sarah Gilbert.
I work on the development of vaccines against viruses that can cause outbreaks and potentially pandemics, using a platform technology that could be adapted to produce many different vaccines very quickly.
Gilbert led the development of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Then there is Dr. Özlem Türeci. She's a co-founder of a German company called BioNTech. They helped develop the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
As a trained physician, I grew up in patient care. As an immunologist, I'm deeply rooted in academic science. And as an entrepreneur who has founded companies, I'm immersed in the biopharm industry and in the private sector.
Türeci and Gilbert joined a World Health Organization event today to speak about the importance of women in the pandemic. Women make up a majority of the global healthcare workforce, but only one quarter of leadership roles in the field are occupied by women. Gilbert says this imbalance is seen right at Oxford University, where she works.
There is more to do when, even in a field where women are very well represented at junior levels, they do not progress to the top of the profession. And of course, in many other disciplines and in countries across the world, women face barriers at all levels. And as we begin to make our plans for recovery, we must not neglect this.
And it's not just about advancing some careers. As the work of these two women demonstrates, by increasing the number of women in leadership in healthcare, you also improve the lives of people around the globe. As women everywhere observe this International Women's Day, across Latin America, the messages are on point: demonstrations against gender violence. In Mexico City, some women are following social distancing and spreading their messages online. Others are taking to the streets. Outside Mexico's presidential palace today, activists painted on steel barricades the names of hundreds of women who have been killed. We wanted to hear more about this, so we got in touch with Alejandra López Martínez. She's a political scientist and a professor at Anahuac University in Mexico City.
What we are observing this year is that many more creative ways to protest are being held. We've seen women that are painting the barricades, that are projecting on the National Palace, that are writing on social media to protest against gender violence, to protest against political violence, which is a very important issue at this moment. We are in the middle of an election, and we've seen that a candidate is having accusations of rape, and the party is not taking back his candidacy. So this is a very special 8th of March. We are in the middle of the pandemic, and this pandemic has been especially difficult for women.
So now women are talking and saying enough is enough. You mentioned a candidate, a politician who has been accused of rape by at least two women, a candidate for governor of a southern state of Mexico. He also has the backing of the president. Why do you think that is especially striking a chord right now?
It is especially striking a chord because we've been fighting against the political violence against women. And we've seen cases like this many times coming back. And what is surprising today is that in spite of having one of the most equal congresses in our history, in spite of having an equal cabinet in the government, what we are seeing is that we are women are again not being heard. The victims are not being believed. And we would have expected a different attitude from all the political class in general. Those who are being accused of gender violence should be dismissed as candidates. That's what we as a collective of women are asking for.
Interestingly, at his news conference today, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador used the word corazón to address one female reporter. That's kind of like calling her sweetheart. He also had the barricades built around the presidential palace ahead of today's protests. I mean, those are the optics, and they're troubling. What can Mexican women count on with President López Obrador?
Calling corazón the reporters is a good way of minimizing them. This is a microaggression, a microsexism. And he's very prone to doing that. I just want to ask you, what would have happened if she was a male reporter? What would the people think about it? just flip it to test it. See what he's been doing for a female reporter would be okay for a male reporter. I don't think so. I don't think that would be well seen by the media or the citizens. But since she is a female reporter, then people are telling her not to exaggerate. That's something. It's a nice way to call her. He's not being disrespectful, but he is. This is something that has a lot to do with the mentality in Mexico and in general in the world. There is no women around the world that's having a good time with this. We are striving to prove ourselves all the time. We can start from there. We can start from these microaggressions, and it can keep on adding towards the worst result, which is femicide.
Alejandra Lopez Martinez is a political scientist and a professor at Anáhuac University in Mexico City. Professor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. And thanks for this space for talking about what the 8th of March means for all of us.